Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 2, the first three stanzas. Blessed is he who loves God's precepts, who from sin restrains his feet, he who will not stand with sinners, he who shuns the scorner's seat, and what follows Psalter 2, the first three stanzas. Out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 49, and afterwards from the Confession of Faith, article number 10. Genesis 49, And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. As Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Accursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, unto Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. A Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. A Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. A Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. A Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephraim the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people. From the Confession of Faith, Article number 10, which you can find on page 9 in the back of the Psalter. We believe that Jesus Christ is true and eternal God. We believe that Jesus Christ, according to his divine nature, is the only begotten Son of God, begotten from eternity and not made nor created, for then he would be a creature, but co-essential and co-eternal with the Father, the express image of his person and the brightness of his glory, equal unto him in all things. He is the Son of God, not only from the time that he assumed our nature, but from all eternity. As these testimonies, when compared together, teach us. Moses saith that God created the world, and John saith that all things were made by that word, which he called God. And the apostle saith that God made the worlds by a son. Likewise, that God created all things by Jesus Christ. Therefore, it must needs follow that he who was called God, the Word, the Son, and Jesus Christ, did exist at that time when all things were created by him. Therefore, the prophet Micah saith, his goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And the apostle, he hath neither beginning of days nor end of life. He therefore is the true, eternal, and almighty God, whom we invoke, worship, and serve. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, that it has pleased thee in this evening hour, that we and our dear children may separate ourselves from the busyness and from the cares of the world, that we may come up to thy house under thy word and eternal testimony. And then also in this day, then thy mercies have been multiplied over us and our children, then in the midst of all the trials of life, then thou hast given much, more than most of the people upon the face of the earth, and then we do well, that we may be given to pause and count our blessings one by one, and to consider who are the recipients of those blessings, and that is poor sinners who have transgressed thy commandments. Ah, Lord, then how good thou art. Then we have heard from the confession of our fathers the purpose that this world may still stand because of thy dear and beloved Son, who was from eternity to eternity co-essential and co-eternal with the Father. And in that way, there is a way for us and our dear children to be saved. Ah, Lord, then we humbly beg of thee, may that purpose be realized in this hour. Oh, do have respect unto thy covenant. May it be an hour of thy free and thy sovereign good pleasure, where thou still profferest peace and pardon to us and our dear children. Oh, do bind the shortness, the reality, and the seriousness of life upon all of our hearts, where we have already nearly come to the end of the first month of this newly begun year, where there is only one day left. And Moses, the man of God, has said that we fly away. And now thou granteth this precious time of grace unto us and our children, that we may be saved through the work of a triune God. But, ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen from the pinnacle of happiness, joy, communion, and praise. and that we have become so miserable that we realize not how miserable we have become, and that without God and without hope, but, Lord, Thou hast given unto us Thy precious testimony, where it is declared that Thou art gathering Thy church by word and by spirit. Then we humbly beg Thee, wilt Thou do it in this evening hour? Wilt Thou remember all those among young and old who were seeking all their joy, their happiness, and their comfort in the things here below, and knowing with their mind that it is only for a time. Lord, work then lovingly and irresistibly by Thy Holy Spirit, that ears and eyes may be opened, and that there may be an earnest seeking of Thee. Lord, Thou hast promised that Thy word shall not return void unto Thee. May it then please Thee in this hour to convert boys and girls, young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and do remember Thy people. Do instruct them, that they may be given to see more clearly, and believe more strongly, hope more ardently, and love more fervently, to be more thankful and to be more joyful, but also to walk more humbly, and to experience that sweet communion, Lord, with Thee. Thou knowest what a riddles and a perplexities there can be. Oh, how they can be harassed by the devil, bound so much to the world, and oppressed under a body of sin. But, Lord, Thou art that faithful God. Wilt Thou grant that close and tender life, that they may be administered out of Thy fullness, and need Thee continually as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Do bless Thy holy word in the church, in the family circles, and in our Christian school. We commend Thy church unto Thee over the length and the breadth of the earth. The established churches remember all those that labor therein. Remember the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, all mission work, Bible translators, and those that bring Thy word to the ends of the earth. We commend unto Thee all the special needs. Do remember the sick and afflicted, the handicapped daughter in the hospital, where there is still no solution. Wilt Thou grant a little courage to her and to her parents, and, O Lord, above all, that this speaking and these callings, that it may be used for the saving of her soul. We remember all those that are taking treatments, all those that struggle with continual pain, weariness of the body, difficulties and weakness of the mind, the crosses and the burdens, and do continue to uphold the mourning ones in our midst, where those places they can be so empty and even seem to become emptier, may they be filled with Thy presence, and that all the solemn callings may be used for the coming of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones, our care home, the residents, and those that may lovingly care for them. Wilt thou remember and bless all the family circles, may love abound, and those that struggle with addictions and temptations, do help and remember them. Wilt thou remember the nations of the earth? Wilt thou also remember our nation federally, provincially, and also our town? May it please thee to yet grander repentance, while it can yet and it may yet. May we and our dear children be given to see the signs of the times, and that there may be a hastening for our life's sake. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for the opening of thy word. Wilt thou grant a few words to speak? May thy word go forth with power divine, dwell richly amongst us. May thy presence and help be experienced in special ways, and that we may be given to return to our homes and say that it was good in thy house. Oh, may it be that we may take something along. It all comes from above, and we have nothing to plead upon unworthy, undeserved, sinned away. But thou wast said, I do it not for your name's, your sake, but for my great name's sake, we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 420, the stanzas 1 and 2. A God shall arise, and by his might put all his enemies to flight. With shame and consternation, his haters haughty though they be, shall at his august presence flee. And what follows, Psalter 420, the first two stanzas. And this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 49, the verses 22 through 26. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Our text words speak of Israel's blessing for Joseph on his deathbed, with four thoughts. First, a fruitful Joseph. Secondly, an attacked Joseph. Thirdly, a sustained Joseph. And in the fourth place, a blessed Joseph. Israel's blessing for Joseph on his deathbed. A fruitful Joseph in verse 22. An attacked Joseph in verse 23. A sustained Joseph in verse 24. And a blessed Joseph in the verses 25 and 26. Beloved congregation, the last time we were given to consider the sickbed of Father Joseph, where Joseph has brought his two sons and where they were blessed. And in this evening hour, with our thoughts, then we are called upon to gather at the deathbed of Father Joseph. We have heard it. He has gathered his sons together, and that he may still speak a word to them by the Spirit, historical and prophetical. And what a solemn matter it is, a deathbed. When one lies on such a bed, and where soon body and soul shall be separated, and the soul taken to its eternal destination. And congregation, concerning death, does not matter how we reason, but then we shall always come to the conclusion that we must also die. It is written in Hebrews 7, in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that the judgment. And in Psalm 89, the verses 47 and 48, that none shall deliver a soul from the grave. Do we oftentimes think of death? An old father has stated how difficult it is for the natural man, even for 15 minutes, to think about death. And what is now necessary? The work of the Holy Spirit, that it may become reality, that we may learn who the Lord is and who we are. And then we become busy with death and eternity, because at the moment of death, then we are called upon to meet our Maker. And now in the Scriptures, then we do not find so many words that were spoken on a deathbed. We have the example of Father Jacob, and of course, children, the seven crosswords of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Stephen. And what is now the reason? Because as we live, so shall we die. Are we prepared, young and old? Has that wonder now taken place, that Jacob has experienced in his young life, that we have been drawn by the cords of love, and that as a Levi, we are given to follow the Lord and to be led further into the mysteries of salvation, may still be proclaimed. Then the Lord, He still holds out the white flag of peace for poor sinners, that they may come to Him and find pardon and taste of the precious things of the Lord. And then what shall it be for the church at the end? To be delivered from everything and come in the presence of the Lord to praise Him for His wonderful works. And then we have heard it. Then Father Jacob, then he has called together the sons of Jacob. But he has said, "Hear, Israel, your father." And now at that deathbed, Jacob in Genesis 42, verse 36, and then he has said unto his sons, Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and thou wilt take Benjamin away, all these things are against me. But now at his deathbed, then all the sons may be present, although in Genesis 38 we do read of the death of several of his grandchildren. And then we can understand, boys and girls, you can understand it when those sons have stood around the deathbed of Father Israel, ready to be taken into eternal glory. how those sons must have listened when Father Israel began to speak, because Father Israel would mention each son by name with a particular blessing. Do we also listen in church that way? That we are listening for our name. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, can you so easily hear your name as an unconverted sinner traveling on that broad way to eternity, to eternal destruction without hope and without God? To hear each time by renewal that you stand outside. Oh, may it become reality in this hour that the unconverted may become unconverted, drawn by the cords of love, uncovered, and to become a seeker and to taste of the good things of the Lord. That is why we must still come to church. And the Lord has promised that His word shall not return void unto Him. May the prayers be multiplied. And then for the church of God to hear their condition declared, but also to examine how it is concerning our state. And maybe a few souls that have no name. Do you know what that is, congregation, to have no name? Oh, it is true. I read in Isaiah 54 of a people tossed with tempest. The one time. Then they may hear their name, their life declared, and then they are so happy. Then they may return to their home rejoicing. And the next time it can be that they stand so outside. Then it is necessary for souls that have no name, oh, it is clear. In the world, they cannot find their life. That has become death. And there they cannot find their joy does not mean they do not have trouble with that world. And with those temptations, it can be so overwhelming. But then they are not in their element. And now to join themselves, not that they do not have a hope, because there are times that the Lord may include them. But oftentimes so timid. Thus we can understand for those sons of Jacob how they have listened attentively, waiting for their name to be mentioned. And then the first sons, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. Then we would think that the tears have flowed when their name was mentioned, and what Father Israel, by the spirit of prophecy, has said concerning those three sons. But then the fourth, who was that, boys and girls? That was Judah. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Oh, it has been evident already indications that Judah had a special place. Think of Leah in Genesis 29. When she is born Judah, then she was given to praise the Lord. When the cup was found in Benjamin's sack, then it was Judah who was that intercessor and that mediator. Out of Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. Then in the order of those sons, then we first have the six sons of Leah. Then we have the two of the two handmaids, Zilpah and Bilhah. And then at the end, we have the two sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And now the blessing of Joseph was the longest. Judah has received the royal birthright, because out of Judah the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. But Joseph has received the maternal birthright. He has received a double portion, has been taken away from Reuben because of a sin, and given to the firstborn of Rachel. And then the blessing of Joseph, and that is in the present, does not say that Joseph was a fruitful branch or fruitful bough, but still is. Can also be the trouble of souls. They know of other times and when it becomes so still. But Joseph was still a fruitful bough, and the blessings of Joseph all through the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Old Testament has also been administered out of his fullness. And now we read of special things. We read of a fruitful bough, by a wall, whose branches run over the wall. Thus then, boys and girls, then we shall picture it. A house with a garden property, and around that house there is a large wall. Still in many places, most houses in Bolivia, they also have a wall to keep robbers and invaders out in the bigger cities. Thus then you can picture it, a house, a property, a wall. And now Joseph is called a fruitful bough. Then let us think of a vine. So the church is called in Psalm 80. Thus a bough inside that wall, and that vine that receives its nourishment, because our boys and girls can understand it, the plant needs water. And then we read of a well. The church may draw out its strength and fullness out of the fountain of everlasting life, the work of a triune God. When we think of water, then in the scriptures, then it refers to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thus then that fruitful bough, oh, it is true, those little plants, they can be so tender and so delicate. And sometimes it seems that they are so withering away under the scorching sun, the winds of temptation, wild beasts that they are stepped upon. Ah, those little boughs, they can be so afraid that it shall come to nothing. and therefore the manifold promises to them, because what the Lord has planted, that shall never wither away, although it shall be tried. Do we not read in Isaiah 42 verse 3, that the bruised head he shall not break, and the smoking flax he shall not quench? Ah, then that fruitful bough, then under those circumstances, then their roots need to go better, deeper, and then they may draw out of that well necessary, needful, that they are instructed concerning that fountain where it comes forth. 'Tis a work of a triune God, but especially that well and fountain that points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therein lies the salvation for the church. And now they may draw water out of that well, and they may grow up. Think of Mark 4, verse 28. Of a seed, a root downward, a blade upward, and then the ear, and then the full ear. And now that fruitful bough, this clear in our chapter, that it needs support, that vine that crawls up the wall. And we read of the bride in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Who was this that cometh from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? And when we think of Psalm 128, verse 3, because the bride that is the wife of Christ, there it is promised that thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Then it is the responsibility of husbands, their headship, loving and tender, but according to God's holy word, to be instructed, to be guided, and to be led. And now Joseph is not only a fruitful bough climbing up the wall, but then it is written in the blessing of Joseph that branch climbs up the wall, and it is flourishing, so fruitful. And then it is written, whose branches run over the wall. Thus that fruitful bough does not remain inside, that's where it begins, in secret. But it cannot be hidden. And then that fruitful bough, then the branches, they go over the wall. Then it shall be seen, and Christ is said in Matthew 7, the verses 16 through 20, by their fruits ye shall know them. Then they shall be the salt and the light. That was now the blessing of Joseph. Oh, what a blessing he was made for his father's house, for Egypt, for the countries round about. Did not all keep it to self, how guilty that silent church can be. There can be such riddles and perplexities, but it cannot remain hidden. If we think of Joseph, he has received that honorable place in Egypt, and the branches over the wall, the land of Goshen, the country of Canaan, his father's house. It was the special providence of the Lord that he may feed the known world. And now concerning that branch, the more fruitful that it may become, the lower it shall come to the ground. Pride that goes up. And what a work that the Lord has to keep His people low. We have many examples. Think of Abram in Genesis 18, verse 27, when he was given to plead for Sodom and Gomorrah, dust and ashes. Father Jacob in Genesis 32, the verses 9 and 10, not worthy of all thy truth and of thy mercies, went over the river with a staff, and now am become two bands. David in 2 Samuel 7, verse 18, what am I in my house that thou hast brought us hitherto? But now what has happened with that branch when it went over the wall? It's what we read in the next verse. Then Father Jacob has also spoken of what has taken place in the past and attacked Joseph. Because we read, the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Three times him. And why were those archers so angry with that fruitful Joseph? Of course, Joseph has fed them. In that respect, they were glad. But why have the archers now shot at that fruitful branch? Because that fruitful branch that declares unto the world their sins, that godly branch that uncovers the world to their guilt, and more so when that fruitful branch is honest, and when they are given to speak to their fellow man and try to lovingly admonish them of their sinful, their wayward and worldly ways, then sooner or later, then the enmity of the world that shall become evident. And then they shall begin to shoot their arrows. And that is what we read, that Father Jacob, by a spirit concerning the blessing of Joseph, then there were many archers. And for the true church of God, those archers are not a strange matter. In the first place, then we think of the devil. Comes with his assaults, with his mockery, but he can also come as an angel of light. That such a one is puffed up with pride. Do we not read in Ephesians 6 of the wiles of the devil? Ah, for those true Joseph, sometime one question and everything is upside down. An arrow in their heart, and that they go so burdened over the world. For the true child, then also those archers they are needed and profitable, but not so easy for the flesh. Because we read in Romans 8, verse 20, that all things work together for good, good that love him and that are called according to his purpose. The archers, we read, have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Oh, the archers of the world. And that is the ungodly world. Because when they still have a conscience, then the godliness of Joseph shall condemn them. And it is our natural instinct to try to justify yourself, but also the self-righteous world. Oh, when that fruitful bow is given to speak, how the Lord leads his people, that it is all of grace, how they have learned that no fruit from this tree forevermore, and that they are but a poor and needy sinner, so dependent upon his grace. Then it is also the archers of the self-righteous world. Oh, that archer of unbelief. And of carnal reasoning. Oh, for a Joseph. We think now of Joseph. What an archers have shot at him. And why? Because of his dreams and godliness. They hated him because of his two beautiful dreams and that the family would bow. What have they done, boys and girls? Oh, for those boys at the deathbed of their father Israel. Let us hope that there were many tears. Because they have heard what they have done. They were also those archers. That they have cast their brother into a pit and sold him into Egypt. And who else? Oh, the wife of Potiphar, first by her temptations, and then by her lie. The butler, forgotten, and undoubtedly it is not all written in the Bible, but Joseph, a foreigner that has received the second place. He was the second governor in Egypt under Pharaoh. Oh, then it cannot be different. Maybe at the beginning they were astonished at his wisdom, but undoubtedly it cannot be different, because what an envy there is in the world. What a jealousy. Then it cannot be different that there were also those in Egypt when they saw Joseph as a foreigner with such a high place that they have worked against him. I read in Psalm 118, verse 13, thou wast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped him. And then in our text, hated him. It is specifically mentioned in Genesis 37, verse 8. And they hated him the more for his dreams and for his words. Oh, in that respect, we have heard it already in many different ways, that Joseph was a type of Christ. It is true. Christ would come forth out of the family of Judah, but also of Christ in the way of prophecy. It is written that they hate me without cause. And shall the archers, shall they now gain victory over Joseph? Arrows are manifold. Cannot be, and it shall not be. Because the Lord shall never forsake his people, it is true. Oh, John Bunyan, in his Pilgrim's Progress, has written how low it can come. But then Father Jacob has spoken of his sustained Joseph. That is our third thought. Let us first sing Psalter 250, the stanzas 4 and 5. Thou, Lord, hast high exalted me with royal strength and dignity. With thy anointing I am blessed. Thy grace and favor on me rest. And what follows? Psalter 250, the stanzas 4 and 5. Israel's blessing for Joseph on his deathbed. A fruitful Joseph, an attacked Joseph, and now thirdly, a sustained Joseph. Father, Israel has continued, but his bow abode in strength. Then we read of a but. And for the church, that but is only through the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now it is necessary for the child of God, for their comfort, to be led into that wonder. Because what does the church learn? We read of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, when those kings, that host, has come up against Judah, we have no might against all these enemies. And I read in John 15, verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. But also in Philippians 4, verse 13, the Apostle Paul has declared, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth me. And then we read, oh, those archers, they have sorely grieved, and how wounded the church can be. Times afraid that they shall perish, think of David. And for a Joseph, it is true, we read that the Lord has remembered him in mercy, but what a deep and unfathomable way. But now, Father, Israel was given to say, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God. To explain it simply for our boys and girls, in the days of old, then the Indians, but also the pioneers, then they have gained much food from hunting. And then it was necessary that boys at a young age, that they would be taught to shoot with a bow and arrow. And then it is possible that at times that the son said to Father, Father, that is so impossible for me because I am young, I am not so strong. And then sometime what has Father done? Then he says, come boy, then we shall do it together. Then you can picture it, boys and girls, that a father with a son before him, and that the son would hold the bow, the string, and the arrow, and that the father would put his hand over the hand of his boy, and that he would pull that arrow back. The boy was holding to the arrow, but then the father with the strong arm and hand, then he would pull that hand of his little boy back, and then they would shoot that arrow. And that is what we now read in our text, that for the church, they are so weak in themselves, but then Father Israel has declared concerning Joseph, but his bow abode in strength. and the arms of his hands. Because to shoot an arrow, then we need strong arms and hands. But now the arms of Joseph and the arms of his hands were made strong. So that implies that the church is weak in themselves, that they have not strength, and when they trust in their strength, it shall surely fail. We have the examples of David when he went to the king of the Philistines, and when Peter has said that he would not deny his master. But now for Joseph, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Thus then, Father, Israel was given to declare who the Lord has been for Joseph. With all the attacks, with all the archers hating and shooting him, that he was given to defend. And what must we now understand by the bow of the church? That is the exercise of true saving faith. And Thomas Watson calls faith the captain of all graces. And we read in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. By the mighty God of Jacob. And then in verse 25, and by the Almighty. Oh, what a comfort and what a pillar that can be for the true child of God. Because they understand that they are but frail and weak creatures. We read in Genesis 17 verse 1, that the Lord has appeared to Abram, I am the Almighty God. And in Genesis 28, then Isaac, when he has sent away Jacob, he has spoken of an Almighty God. In Genesis 35, verse 11, the Lord has addressed Jacob in Bethel as an Almighty God. When the brothers were sent away by renewal to go to Egypt, then Father Israel has spoken, the Almighty God bless thee. And we read the same also in Genesis 48, verse 3, when the two sons of Jacob were gathered. Thus that Almighty God has made that his bow abode in strength. And of course, the church in that warfare, not only offensive, but also defensive. And therefore we read in Ephesians 6 verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And now the strength of the church, that bow, in the exercise of true saving faith, to come with the Holy Word of God, accompanied with much and unceasing prayer. O Christ, the greater Judah, has given the example in Matthew 4 when he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and he was hungered. And then three temptations. Thus saith the Lord, is written in the Word of God. And then further, then there is added, because Joseph is also a type of the greater Joseph, and thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Shepherd, that speaks of care, and a stone, that speaks of steadfastness. 1 Corinthians 10, Christ is called the rock. And the psalmist in Psalm 61, verse 1, when my soul is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. How Joseph has listened. But those brothers have also listened. First for themselves, but also for each other. Of course, not wrong. Not to listen for our neighbor and exclude ourselves. It is a good place to be when parents may listen for their children, husband for wife for husband. I repeat it, not to exclude themselves. And with a sigh in God's house, ach Lord, may this now be a word that may be as an arrow that may enter the heart of my dear ones, that they may be converted, given to learn to know the life of a Joseph. Then we would think that those brothers of Joseph, when they have heard it, when they have listened, the blessed portion of Joseph. Oh, we have mentioned it, ashamed, Lord. I have now been that archer, and I may still have a place at the deathbed of Father. Thou hast not cast me away from thy presence. But then we would think, that he would have been filled with a holy jealousy for the portion of Joseph. Does that ever take place also in God's house? Oh, that we become so jealous of the blessed portion and people of God, that is needful that we are like Joseph, with the worldly ways and walk, that we do not cast stumbling blocks and questions before our dear youth and children, but that they may be given to see. Oh, a fruitful bough, nourished by that well, and that the branches may hang over the wall, that they may be given to see. Do we not read? We have sung it together. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the way of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but as the light is in the law of God, he doth meditate therein day and night, shall be a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth his fruit in a season, his leaf withereth not, to arouse to a holy jealousy, to be given to ask, that we may receive the portion of Joseph, O congregation. There is still room in the sheepfold for us. There are empty places that must and shall be filled. Christ has spoken thereof in John 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this sheepfold, them also I must bring, they shall hear my voice. There shall be one shepherd, there shall be one flock. Our last thought of blessed Joseph, verse 22, that says, is, that is the present, does not exclude the past and the future. Verse 23 speaks especially of the past. Verse 24, of the past and the present. And now our last thought, that speaks especially of the future. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep, also temporally, the rain and dew from heaven, the springs out of the earth, the minerals, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessing of children as an heritage of the Lord, but also spiritually, O blessings of heaven, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. Blessings of the breasts and of the womb. O, when in the church many spiritual children may be born, we read in John 3, verse 3 of that new birth, 1 Peter 2, verse 2, of those newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word. And for those children they shall be fed and satisfied by the breast of consolation of his holy word, by the work of the Holy Spirit. We read in these verses five times, blessings, the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. Thus the blessings of Father Israel have prevailed. All for Abram, all for Father Jacob. What a privilege and what a blessing that all his children have remained under the external administration of the covenant of grace, all under the truth. Not enough for eternity, but that is where the Lord has promised to work and to dwell. Abram had an Ishmael. We think of Father Isaac and Esau. And in Genesis 27, do we not read when Jacob, also on the deathbed, and Father Israel had nothing to boast of and to glory in but free and sovereign grace? Because Jacob in Genesis 25, oh, it is true, it was such an earnest desire, the blessing of the Lord, that was everything to him. And without that blessing, he was so miserable. He has not waited upon the Lord. And then, when Isaac has blessed Jacob, and Esau has come with tears, cried for a blessing, oh, then Isaac has declared, and he shall be blessed. But Father Israel, he had many blessings. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. How is it now with us, congregation? There's a solemn thing to stand at a deathbed, and not all people have a deathbed. Some taken away, accidents, heart attack. You can multiply it out. What is our life? Read in John 1 verse 22 that the leaders have come to John the Baptist. What sayest thou of thyself? What sayest thou of thyself, boys and girls? Have we received a new heart? Can it be seen that we are seeking the Lord? Young people, what sayest thou of thyself? Have we now made that good choice of a Ruth? Shall be seen what our heart goes out after, the place that God's word has in our life. Older ones, what sayest thou of thyself? Of course, can have mistaken notions to that end. Necessary to examine in the light of God's word. What sayest our neighbors? Because by their fruits ye shall know them. Above all, what sayest the Lord? If it is well, then three must know it. The Lord, we ourselves can be attacked, many riddles, and the devil shall also know it. And our father Jacob must close. Father Jacob, and he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people, who are our friends, companions. All for Israel, with a last breath. What a meeting that was. Come in the presence of the Lord, but also of the saints, all those that have went before, all the redeemed, What a meeting that shall be for the church. Oh, for Israel to meet with his father Isaac, his grandfather Abram, and all the saints that went before, gathered unto his people. We read in Psalm 146, verse 5, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. May that be our portion by God's free and sovereign grace. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of precious things. Well, to grant the application, meditation, accompanied with prayer. We are all traveling to eternity, and we know not the day of our death, but we do know that we must die, and that is to meet thee, O Lord. Pour out the blessings from heaven, the precious work of thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou watch over us in the remainder of this week? Wilt thou provide on the Lord's day? Wilt thou help thy servant, help the brother elder, the consistory? Wilt thou remember the whole congregation? And wilt thou also remember the branch when we hope to labor amongst them? Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 101. Let us only sing 1 and 5. The steps of those whom he approves are ordered by the Lord, and though they fall held by his hand, they yet shall be restored. And what follows? The consistory wish to announce the following. The mission books have arrived, and each family and confessing member from Pitcher Butte may take one at the exit. We kindly ask the visitors not to take one, as they will receive one in their own church. Psalter 101, only the stanzas 1 and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.